Thank you for welcoming our mission appeal into your parish. Our mission is COAR, C-O-A-R. It stands for the Community of St. Oscar A. Romero, located in El Salvador in Central America. COAR is a school for 1,000 impoverished children, pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. COAR is also a home for 50 children who live there in foster care. COAR has a clinic, vocational training, and other resources for the entire impoverished community. Together, they are known as the COAR Children's Village in El Salvador. COAR's story begins in 1964, when the Diocese of Cleveland, Ohio, took El Salvador as its mission territory. They sent priests, nuns, and lay volunteers to work in parishes. They offered Mass, the sacraments, and catechism classes. In the late 1970s, as El Salvador's Civil War began, the Cleveland mission team found itself working alongside San Salvador's Archbishop Oscar Romero. Archbishop Romero denounced the violence of the war during his Sunday homilies, which were broadcast over the entire country. He created a human rights office to investigate atrocities happening in the countryside. And he opened refugee camps for people fleeing those atrocities. He asked members of the Cleveland mission team to help with the refugees. Those missionaries saw orphaned children in the camps who were particularly vulnerable, sick, hungry, and traumatized. So they brought them back to their parish for extra care. Romero did all these things knowing that it would get him killed. He was murdered while saying Mass on March 24, 1980. Later that same year, on December 2nd, four North American churchwomen were also murdered. Two of them were members of the Cleveland mission team, Ursuline's sister Dorothy Kazel and a young laywoman, Jean Donovan. The shockwave of those murders increased the violence of the war and greatly increased the number of refugee children needing care. So the missionaries at the parish created a separate orphanage, named it after Archbishop Romero, and COAR was born. The U.S. supporters also separated and became a mission called the COAR Peace Mission. I am one of those original supporters. Sister Dorothy Kazel was one of my high school teachers. The war in El Salvador ended in 1992. So why does COAR still need our help? COAR still needs our help because the legacy of the war is a shattered economy. The children of that war are now adults who have problems with drugs and violence or simply cannot feed their children. The poverty has led to criminal gang violence that is among the worst in the world. COAR provides hope amidst these problems. The school is one of the best in the area. Our impoverished students learn literature, math, English, computers, and business skills. Because the campus has security walls and armed guards, COAR can stay open when gang threats close the schools around us. COAR's clinic, large chapel, and other services can also remain safe and available despite the surrounding threats. COAR's residential program for children who cannot live with their families or who have no families is our most important program. COAR provides a family atmosphere where 5 to 10 children live together in a small house with a caring house mother. They eat together, pray together, play together, do chores and homework together, and learn to care for each other as a family. For the children who have been victimized by violence, COAR has special services, psychologists and social workers, to bring them back to wholeness. COAR hopes to give them alternatives to joining gangs or being victimized by the gang violence that is devastating El Salvador. Your support will directly touch these children. We cannot name them for their safety and their dignity. But for example, we have two children who are true orphans, a girl with Down syndrome and a boy with severe health problems. Both of them were abandoned at the hospital at birth. COAR is the only home that they have ever known. They get excellent medical care and a warm and loving family. Several of our children lived on the streets, begging for food or stealing it before they came to COAR. Now they have good, nutritious food every day. Half of our children came to COAR as young teenagers who had never been to school. Now they are learning to read and write and do math. They even learn computers. For many, the simple fact that they have a bed and a safe house to live in is a miracle. But it is a miracle brought to them by you. COAR invites your support and needs your support. 100% of what we receive from this appeal will go to the COAR children. It will go for house mothers, teachers, food, medicine, and shelter, all the things it takes to raise joyful and resilient children. And it doesn't take that much. $10 buys school supplies for a month. $25 feeds a child for a week. $1,000 feeds a child for a year. There is an impact for every gift you can give. You can learn more at our website, coarpeacemission.org. Thank you.